How are you?
Doing great, thank you. How are you?
Well, do you have any better feel about your injured guys yet? Or is it too early today? Or like Reggie Nelson, perhaps? Or
yeah, still a little early. Reggie Nelson is probably the guy there's most the most concerned about.
Jack, how debilitating have those injuries up front on the offensive line been for you guys so far?
Well, you know, you do what you can to adjust as a football team and keep playing. And that's how we've approached it. You know, certainly we'd like to have our guys healthy and ready to go, but we ask our guys that get opportunities to step up and step in and play well for us, and we continue to expect the team to play well and us to win games.
Jack, could you tell us what you saw from Jay Cutler on film last week against Tampa Bay versus what you saw from him earlier in the year?
Well, he's really operating at a very high level right now. Their offense overall is very, very productive, and starts with the trigger man, and he's done a great job with their offense.
Where would you rank him as far as quarterbacks goes? Is he in the top few right now in the league?
Certainly playing that way right now. I'm not much of a rankings guy, but certainly I recognize he's playing at a high level.
Jack, when you put together a physical team, tough team like you got, is that getting the right guys? Is that you setting a mentality? Is that something you do in practice? How does that come about?
Well, it's certainly something we've strived to have and be here. I think part of that is you have to go out and play well, but there's certainly a mentality that we want to bring, and much like the Broncos, when you watch tape, Coach Shanahan, Mike does a good job, putting his imprint on the team, and it shows up on the tape.
Jack, you were talking about Cutler. What was your sense when you were watching the Tampa film about his kind of pocket feel and, knowing when to take off, that kind of thing?
Well, he's got the ability to run, not afraid to take off and go and hurt the defense. I think he's a good football player, so, he's doing a nice job.
Is that one of the strengths of your quarterback in terms of his ability out of the pocket?
Yeah, we like our guy, and David's a good football player. So, we feel like, guys that have mobility like both of these quarterbacks do, just adds another dimension to your offense. So, they can make plays with their mind, they can make plays with their arm, and they can make plays with their feet, when the opportunity presents itself.
How are those two young defensive ends coming along? Are they progressing as you hoped?
Yeah, they're coming along well. Both working hard every day, and we've been able to get Quentin. He's been able to get a couple sacks to get started. I know Derek is still anxious and would like to get that going, but they're both playing hard and they're both improving, and they're going to need to improve as the year goes on.
How's Reggie Hayward been doing?
Reggie's done well. Reggie's done well. He's battled back, had an off season where really needed to get himself back in shape, and has come in and remained healthy and been solid for us.
Did that injury sap him of some of that quickness that kind of gave him that contract with you guys?
Well, I think it's probably been proven that that's a very difficult injury to come back from. The guys that make it back have to really work hard, and he's been doing that, and so that gives him a chance.
With the tragedy that you guys had in the earlier in the season, have you guys been able to talk to anybody from the Broncos who have obviously been through similar type situations?
Yeah, our director of player programs, Bahati Van Belt, I know has had discussions with several teams that have had various issues occur, much like Denver, Washington, a few places have had some traumatic things occur, and we've reached out and tried to gather information and make sure that we do all we can do to help our team cope with this situation. Very tragic.
How has this affected your team, do you think?
Well, as Coach much as we try not to let things like that affect us, but you know, clearly there's the human element, and so you have to deal with it. And I think our guys have done a good job of that. You know, how has it? I don't know. I know that it's part of life, and we're doing the best we can to support Rich and support each other and fight our way through this thing.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.